This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri-Mazalkar.
And with us, as she is most Thursdays, Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Today? It's Thursday.
It is.
It's Bring It On night.
Again.
Again. Bring It On again. It's been a fun week. We've had a flurry of Bring It On. Just wonderful things, just from the show to the cast and crew being all over the region doing press and visiting with one of the cast members' parents. And
That
would be Sheldon Tucker, whose folks live in Bentonville. And I understand he's staying with them during the run of the show, which is really cool. He's been out on the road, and so pretty exciting for him to be able to come back home. But man, this has been fun. And I think Bring It On has really surprised a lot of people. I'm hearing a lot of, I did not know what to expect from this show, but I loved it, which is always a fun thing to hear. So Bring It On will run tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 8 p.m., two shows on Saturday, that's a 2 o'clock and an 8 o'clock, and then two shows on Sunday, there's a 2 o'clock, and the last show is a 7:30.
Okay.
That's different. Usually we will have a Broadway show at 7 on Sunday, but this one is at 7:30. So if you're coming Sunday, make sure to, you can come at 7 if you want,
sure.
But you might have to hang out in the lobby for a
little
while.
Better be early than late.
That's true. So we will enjoy another few more days of Bring It On. And at the same time, Tigers Be Still will open for Theater Squared down in the Nadine Baum Studios.
That's tonight, right?
The preview. Yes, the preview is tonight.
Right.
Opening night tomorrow, and then they have a full schedule over the weekend.
It runs through early March.
Yeah, through March 4th. A really funny comedy. I think it's just fun to imagine that the setting is, there's characters, they have issues in their life, and oh, by the way, there's a tiger running around at the same time. So I think that's pretty great.
I have actually had nightmares about
tigers running around
or lions in the neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well.
I love tigers.
Well, I do too. Do you want one in your backyard?
No.
Okay,
no.
Very good.
Definitely not.
Or the room.
Yes, right.
Or in your room. No, that would not be good. So speaking of Tigers Be Still, on the 11th, which is Saturday, there will be an event at the Fayetteville Public Library with the director of Tigers Be Still, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what time that is, but I'm assuming you can go check the library website for that.
We'll update before the end of the show. Mm-hmm. We'll
Great.
Get that.
And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock, I do know the time for this one, at 2 o'clock we will have our countdown conversation in the public library. Kyle will be our host, and we will be joined by Professor Fukushima, I believe his name is, from the University of Arkansas.
Yes.
He's a professor of Japanese studies. Okay. And you guys will be discussing taiko drumming.
Yes.
The countdown conversation is meant to sort of give a preview and to get some more information about an upcoming show on our 10x10 art series, which is later in February. And we'll talk about that later. But that's 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Fayetteville Public Library, free and open to the public in the Walker Community Room. So that's Sunday. Then we will have a couple of days off, a little holiday called Valentine's Day in between there. And then you will have Loretta Lynn on the 16th. That's a 7 o'clock show.
A week from tonight.
Where everybody's pretty excited about this one. It's we're very happy that she's healthy again. She had knee surgery and had to recover from that for a while. But we're delighted that she's coming. And if you are wanting to get tickets, there are a few singles left. But I have a feeling this is going to be the same situation that we've had with some of our shows in January, where if you can't get a ticket, you can come down to the box office an hour prior to the show. Show starts at 7. And you can get on the standby list. Standby doesn't guarantee you a chance to get in, but it will put you top of the list to hopefully, if some tickets come available or people turn their tickets back, hopefully we can get you in. So again, that's the 16th. That's a Thursday. That's a 7 o'clock show. Then we will take another couple days off, and then we will go right into another Broadway show, Million Dollar Quartet, February 21st through the 26th. It's going to be a lot of fun. The show is only 90 minutes long, so there's no intermission. So it's a quick evening, but it's really fun, and it ends with a bang. I think if you love rock and roll, you want to come see this one. So that ends on the 26th. That runs from the 21st through the 26th. On the 28th, which is a Tuesday, we will have Dao Art of the Drum, and that is the taiko drumming group that we will be discussing at the Countdown Conversation this weekend.
Right.
That is a 7:30 performance. It's on our 10x10 art series, which means that the tickets for it are only $10 a piece. That one is selling quickly, so get your tickets if you want to go to that one. On the 3rd of March, that's a Friday, We will have Tia Fuller. She is a saxophonist. She will do two shows in our Star Theater at 7 and 9 p.m. And I learned today that she was in Beyonce's band.
Really?
Okay.
Who knew? But now she has a solo career, and she performs standards with her own interpretation. Plus, she also performs her own work. So it will be a wonderful sort of intimate concert in Star Theater. And just looking ahead a little bit further into March, considering that we have Bring It On in the house this weekend, Bring It On was created by some of the most respected and popular and hot talent on Broadway in our current times. The music was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It was choreographed by Andy Blankenbuehler, I believe is his name, and the orchestration was done by Alex Lacamoire. And all three of those guys won Tony Awards in 2008 for a little show called In the Heights.
Right.
And In the Heights will actually be here at Walton Arts Center on March 8th and 9th.
Nice.
So if you're at Bring It On this week and you like the sound that you hear there and you like the orchestrations and the sort of fresh, hip nature of the show, In the Heights will be a great follow-up to that.
You know something about Broadway. Let me ask you about that, because Bring It On has this amazing pedigree. These were Tony winners, recent Tony winners, in the Heights. So it would seem to me that if this group wanted to, they could have started Bring It on Broadway. That producers would have opened up some pocketbooks because they have this track record.
Yeah. You know, the world of how they make these decisions is sort of foreign to me. But I do know that they decided they wanted to take this on the road first. They wanted it to be,
which is something of a Broadway tradition.
Yeah.
You know, put it in Boston, see.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, another example of that in our history was Little House on the Prairie. You know, that started at the Guthrie Theater in Minnesota and then went out on the road. It did not wind up going to Broadway. But actually, the process of developing a Broadway show, they always start not in New York. They're always workshopped at a regional theater or another musical theater playhouse. This one was worked on at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta. And then the decision is made whether to take it directly to New York or whether to take it out on the road. More often than not, it goes directly to New York. This one is going on the road. And I think it's an interesting to try to figure out, you know, how much momentum can you get on the road before a show goes to New York? Great example of how that worked was with Rain, the Beatles tribute that we had at the Arts Center about 3 or 4 years ago. That had a very, very successful tour throughout the country, and then it went to Broadway. And now it's on Broadway, and it's doing really well.
Okay.
So it's different, you know, different methods. You can either have the show in New York and let it build up some brand and some excitement there and then take it on the road.
Like Rent or something like that.
Or South Pacific or Mamma Mia or anything like that. Or you can put it out on the road and then send it to Broadway. I think it presents a unique challenge for presenters like Walton Arts Center to have that scenario when it's out on the road first, because
it doesn't have the recognition that, say, Rent would, or
In
the Heights.
Or In the Heights, even.
Yeah. So I took you off track. In the Heights is coming.
In the Heights will be here, and it will be here March 7th and 8th, and that's only for two performances, so you probably should get your tickets early for that. But you will probably feel the same flavors and the same sounds and rhythms that you hear in Bring It On when you watch In the Heights. So that was a nice little parallel. And other than that, I just want to let everybody know that Glenn Campbell, we have just secured him for our season this year, which is such a thrill. So exciting. This is we're being told this is his final tour.
Right.
And he will be with us in April. And his on sale will go on sale next week on the 16th, which is Thursday, the same day Loretta Lynn is here.
Arkansas native.
Mm-hmm.
Star of the first version of a star of the first version of True Grit. Had the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
Yeah.
Back on CBS years ago.
Yeah, he's an icon. He's 73 years old right now, and he's still touring. So we're pretty excited to have him. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know who were some of the comedy writers for his – back when they had variety shows, and he had one? Steve Martin.
No kidding.
The Smothers Brothers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's always surrounded himself with other
funny,
talented people.
Funny, smart people.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way to do it.
And where can people get all the tickets, information?
All this information is available at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at 443-5600, or you can stop by and visit us in the box office. Parking is free until 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.